There was a war in Syria still ongoing, and now the war on Iraq. Battles between the ISIL Takfiri terrorists and the Iraqi army continues. The militant offensive led by ISIL terrorists, but involving other groups as well, has overrun large areas of five provinces since it was launched on June 9. On the political side, Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, he said that he would not heed calls for a national unity government, but will do so when Parliament convenes on July the 1st. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, he's held urgent talks with Persian Gulf countries to address the widening crisis, minus Iran. Iran has meanwhile said that it has not sent drones into Iraq, but will send military equipment if Iraq asks it. This is while Iran's leader has accused the U.S. of trying to retake control of Iraq by exploiting sectarian rivalries. In this edition of the debate, we'll also discuss why some Persian Gulf countries, namely Saudi Arabia and Qatar, are calling these terrorists revolutionaries. In addition, we'll ask, do they not fear that these ISIL terrorists could one day threaten their kingdom?
This is Iraq, and these are army soldiers who have been deployed to combat zones to confront the terrorist ISIL militants. The crisis has already caused many civilian deaths. Thousands more have also been forced to leave their homes because of the atrocities committed by the militant group. During the past few days, the U.S. and its Western and regional allies have stepped up their pressure on Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to form what's been described as a national unity government. They claim the formula will bring the crisis to an end. But Maliki, whose State of the Law coalition won more seats than others in the parliamentary vote in April, has rejected the calls as a coup against Iraq's constitution.
It is not a secret to Iraqis the grave intentions harbored behind the call for the formation of a so-called government of national salvation. It is an attempt to eliminate our nascent democracy and to ignore voters' opinions. The call to form a government of national salvation would torpedo the constitution and the political process.
Maliki has also said he's committed to forming a new government when the parliament convenes on July the 1st. The Iraqi presidency has also said a session of parliament will be held on that date. Iraq's crisis began after Takfiri militants, who are widely believed to be funded and orchestrated by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, captured several cities in the north of the country. But despite all the plots, Baghdad says it remains steadfast in fighting the terrorists to prevent its opponents from exploiting the situation as a bargaining chip.
Let me introduce our guest for this edition of the debate. Ali Al-Nashmi, who's a political commentator, joins us from Baghdad. And from Erbil, we have Otman Ali, who's a professor at the Erbil University. Gentlemen, welcome. Let me start with you, Ali al-Nashmi, and a simple question. What is the goal of the ISIL in Iraq?
You know, the goals, there is have many goals. One of the goals bases on the Gulf agenda. You know, the Gulf agenda, especially Saudi Arabia and Qatar, they want to destroy Iraq and they want to separate Iraq. And before that, they want to separate and destroy Syria because, you know, there is many dreams for Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia don't want the majority in Iraq ruling Iraq, and they don't want democracy, and they don't want Iraq, the stability in Iraq, because the stability in Iraq means Iraq will support oil 10 million barrels per day. This is not in their interest. And Qatar, they want a planning to pipeline gas pipeline from Qatar to Europe from Iraq and Syria. Then they don't, and to Turkey. And you know, there is many goals, and the goals of Turkey, all that goals leading to the goals of Daesh. They want to destroy Iraq, and the one slogan to establish the Islamic caliphate in Iraq. They knew they use it. Turkey's agenda and Saudi agenda and Qatar agenda, they use them. They support them, they encourage them, and they knew and they know that they cannot make a state in that place between Syria and Iraq. But they will fail. But what when they will fail? When the Iraq destroyed and when the Syria destroyed, and that was the goal. In order that I say this is that use it now, but the dream or the goal, if they say special focusing, the dreams or the goal of of Daesh. They want the sectarian goal. They want to kill the majority in Iraq. They want to relieve the Shia from Iraq because they have sectarian goal. They are wicked people and they are idiot people. They fool their mind by Wahhabi ideas. This is the goal. But Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Turkey use that thinking to destroy Iraq.
Well, let me find out from you, Othman Ali, if things are going to go as well as perhaps not only the ISIL Takfiri terrorists think that it's going to go as well as they think they are, but also their backers such as Saudi Arabia and Qatar. It's not just ISIL that's fighting there in Iraq, is it? I mean, there are different groups that are fighting alongside with them. But there are reports indicating that there are differences now between these groups, even though they might have a common goal. Is this a repeat that we're going to see now as what we saw in Syria when there was fighting between the different opposition groups, such as the ISIL, such as the al-Nusra Front, as compared to the groups that are actually fighting together now, of which there are reports that now some friction has arisen between them?
Yes, to a large extent, you were right in putting it. Unfortunately, if the situation continues, if ISIL and the rebels continue to hold the areas which are now in the north and northwest under their control, which, by the way, it's a big proportion. It's right now they have around 33%. Of Iraq's land under their control. As you said, it's not only Daesh, there are 36 other groups, militants, they're ex-Baathist Islamic groups which disagree with Daesh, and some nationalists, some liberals. You are quite right, and if this continues, it is expected, many experts have put it very bluntly, that the possibility that the rebels will turn the guns against each other is very high, and we will have a scene very similar to that of Syria. But by the way, this will be not in the interest of anybody. It will not be in the interest of the Sunnis. It will not be in the interest of the central government in Baghdad. Therefore, we should not wait that the Sunni groups to destroy Iraq, to destroy this northern and western part of Iraq. We should look for a political solution. And to attribute, as my colleague did it in Baghdad, all the evils to Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Turkey is misleading. This is, unfortunately, most authoritarian regimes when they have problems at home, they try to attribute it to the external powers. Well, there is a lot of mistakes going on in Baghdad, and marginalization of Kurds, marginalization of parliament, total authoritarian establishing personalist rule of Mr. Maliki in Baghdad, all this created an ideal ground for ISIL, which I happen to share the view from Baghdad that it is very dangerous. It is dangerous to Iraq. It is dangerous even to the interests of the Middle Eastern countries. Turkey has formally described ISIL as a terrorist organization. And yes, there might be some groups which are receiving support from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar, but I am confident that Turkey is not supporting them. But I will repeat and emphasize the point. I will reiterate the government, the Maliki government, is equally responsible to what happened in the northern parts of Iraq. Uh-huh. And there should be a political solution right now in Baghdad, and hopefully it will be happening within a few days, so that we will have a plan of two prompt, a political plan where we have a government of national unity, and then this government will give a political umbrella, then the military front will start also to attack ISIL. And I'm quite sure if we have a government of national unity, most Sunni Arab tribes and many other groups over there will try themselves to expel ISIL from their regions. And in fact, that's what happened in 2006 and 2007.
Right.
It was the Arab tribes which pushed ISIL out of their own territory. When Petraeus, when he was the commander of the American troops, enlisted what we call it in Iraq, the Sahwa troop. But unfortunately, Maliki tried to even alienate these people, allowed many of them to be assassinated.
Okay.
He did not.